This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next-door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
March 29, there's a really important event happening in Melbourne, the Trans Pride March in Melbourne, and Rebecca and Sasha?
Yes.
Yes, great. Have joined us from Trans Sisters United. Welcome. Welcome to Joy and welcome to Saturday Magazine.
Good morning. How are you both?
Pretty good.
Good, thanks.
Pretty good. Tell us about Trans Sisters United and, you know, the march on March 29. Tell us, you know, what we can expect.
Yeah, so Trans Sisters United started approximately a year ago and we create projects through community collaboration for the transgender community. And with the Trans Pride March, we have coincided with activist Miss Catalina for the Trans Pride March Melbourne. So this is something that's never been done before here in Melbourne. There are Trans Pride marches around the world. There's been some in London and in America, San Francisco, New York, places like that. But there's never been one done here in Melbourne. There have been some smaller ones around Australia, but not here in Melbourne. So it's going to be the first time this has been done here.
That's a great achievement. You must be, you know, feeling pretty proud, but also pretty excited.
We are excited. Yeah, it's really exciting.
Where's it going to take place?
We're going to start the rally at the State Library
at
midday. And then we're going to have a march to the Federation Square. And then we're going to have a concert there as well.
Fantastic.
I think till 7 p.m., I think.
Yeah?
Yeah. So the actual event itself out the front of the State Library is going to go for approximately an hour, where there's going to be 8 different speakers from the trans and gender diverse community talking their truths and speaking about what makes them proud. And it's also in line with Transgender Day of Visibility, which is on March 31st.
Yeah.
So this is 2 days before that. So that will be happening first. And then there'll be a peaceful walk going from the State Library down to Federation Square, and then from 3 till 7 p.m., that's when the concert's going to be performed once again by all trans, gender diverse and non-binary artists. Mm-hmm. And there'll be 10 different performers there, and that'll be hosted as well by the founder of Trans Pride March, Miss Catalina.
Fantastic. It's really important, this, because it's about visibility. It's about being proud, but it's about visibility. And, you know, too often and too many times of late, we've seen some media organisations marginalising and demonising trans folk, and it needs to stop.
I
know there's an enormous amount of support, not just in our community but in the general community, for trans folk, and I think people understanding that, you know, you're a trans person, you're gay, you're lesbian, you're straight, you know, whatever, we all come from the same place. And people need to understand that, don't they?
Well, it's true. We all live, breathe and bleed the same.
Yeah.
We're all people at the end of the day. And trans people are no different to anybody else. We lead very normal lives. We have dogs. We, you know, we have partners. We go to the movies. We do all these normal things. We're not these monsters that we're often portrayed in the media. And the Pride March is really highlighting our visibility, our diversity and the positivity from our community.
Throughout the last couple of years as well, there has to be said that you've done a great job in trying to raise awareness and visibility of trans issues and the trans population within the queer umbrella. In Victoria specifically, what type of things are going on that you're involved in to try and actually create that momentum and keep it going?
I think there's often, we have a lot of, I guess, panel discussions as well. I think it's really important. There was recently a panel discussion which was featuring all trans people of colour. I think it's really important to, yeah, once again, highlight the diversity and, you know, they have things like that. We have events for Transgender Day of Remembrance as well, the vigil for that, highlighting the transphobic attacks that happen to trans people. So there's a range of different events that happen throughout the year, I think, and I think it's really important for not only trans people to attend those events, but for allies to attend those events as well, because the trans revolution, the trans movement isn't going to progress and change without the support of allies. We can't do it by ourselves. We need the broader community to support us. It actually gives me goosebumps saying that, because we do need other people to help us.
Yeah, I think it's a total community. I mean, you're dead right. I think this year I was down at the St Kilda Pride March, and it was so good just to see, you know, the general number started increasing of trans people within the march, because That's such an important part of our community, and I think people haven't been talking about it enough. And I think the more we can get things discussed, the more we can stick it on the agenda. And things like the march coming up is just another great way of actually saying to people, actually, you're trans. The trans community is here, very proud, and we are very much part of our LGBTI community.
And, you know, having... Sorry, please.
No, go ahead.
Having, you know, and then a concert at Fed Square, again, it's about inclusion, but it's about visibility. And... You know, I think it takes a lot of courage, and I admire it, because the only way you affect change is for people to actually, you know, be, in a way, not confronted, but to actually be, you know, visibility is what brings about change and discussion and you know, proudly marching. I think it's really important stuff, and I think it's very courageous.
Yeah, and I think as well, like, you can't do something like this without also receiving some form of backlash, and there's always going to be backlash with these things, but I think it's really important, the message I think I personally would like to share, that regardless of who you are, and if you want to achieve something, you want to push forward with something, just be proud of who you are. You're always going to get backlash, there's always going to be haters, and there's always going to be someone that's going to be negative, and this is, once again, this is an amazing thing, but there has been backlash from this as well, but I think people are scared of change, and I think people are scared of progressing forward, and the way to resolve that, I think, is through education and awareness. You're not going to change people's perceptions and minds by approaching them aggressively and fighting back, you know, with kind of hateful words. It's about educating people, and that's the best way to change people's perceptions, I think.
Agreed.
I think it's going to be it's going to be a great day for the trans community and your allies. In terms of the concert, tell us a little bit more about the concert at Fed Square.
We have 7 or 8 performers.
Wow.
Yeah, so the theme is Pass the Mic. So we try giving them a platform where this performer hasn't been heard of. So, yeah, so this is the way we try to promote them into the mainstream, I guess.
So there's going to be a range of different performers, both the opening act, which is Stone Motherless Cold, and the closing act, Raise Rage. They are both from the First Nations community. So another part of it was really highlighting the diversity that reflects our community by raising the voices of people of colour, raising the voices of First Nations communities, raising the voices of people with disability, all those different variations that we have and the intersections within the trans community. It's really important to give them a platform and to give them a voice to speak their truths and to be able to perform and just be their authentic selves.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll be getting other... This is obviously a Melbourne and a Victoria-based event, but do you reckon you'll be getting people from other parts of the country coming down to Victoria to take part in this event?
Hopefully.
Yeah,
It's open to anybody, and hopefully people not, you know, that are in Victoria outside of Melbourne are, you know, wanting to come down, and they should. It's going to be a really fun day. It's going to be family friendly as well. We have the support of the Victorian police as well, so they'll be there supporting us. So it will be a very safe event for everybody that wants to attend. It will be a peaceful march. The performances will be amazing, and I'm sure that people wandering around Fed Square are going to get, you know, an eyeful and get distracted and come and have a look, and they should, because that's what it's all about. It's around having visibility for our community.
It is, and you won't be here, but my editorial just after the 11 o'clock news is about this very issue, and you're probably aware the Royal Children's Hospital have come out very strongly in support of the research they do and the services that they provide, and perhaps having a slap back at some media organisations that tend to, not tend to, that want to marginalise trans folk. And I'm talking about News Corps, and that I am correct what I say, News Corps.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm very happy to be talking about that, but I'm really happy that this march is taking place. I think it's a fantastic initiative, and I hope it's really well attended, and you know that the concert goes incredibly well for you, and this becomes a part of Melbourne, just as Pride March has in St Kilda and Midsummer has, and you know that our allied communities, we are much stronger together.
And just give us a quick recap again about who the main speakers are going to be, because they say State Library is where it's all going to kick off on the 29th of March.
Yeah, so some of the speakers that are going to be at the State Library, there's going to be Esther Boma, who is a trans man and activist. He will be speaking there. There's going to be also Latoya, who is a trans woman of colour and elder. And some of the performers as well, as we mentioned, are going to be Motherless Cold, Race Ranger, also Jade Starr, Blake Percival. So they're just a few of the many. But I think if people want to come check them out and see who else is going to be performing, they're going to have to jump onto social media and have a look, and then also come down to the concert and to the march.
And where should they find out all the details? Give us some social media links. Where should they get the info from?
Yeah, so the best place to go would be to Facebook. So that's just facebook.com/TransPrideMarchMelbourne. That would be the best place to go, and people can say if they want to come and attend the event, and they can also write comments, or they can contact the founder directly, who's Miss Catalina.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Rebecca and Sasha, thank you. All the best for the march on the 29th and the concert.
It's going to be a colourful day.
Yeah, and just quickly as well. So Sasha and myself and three other trans women are going to be part of a fashion show tomorrow called This Is Me at Collingwood Town Hall. So it's part of International Women's Day. So if people wanted to come check us out and come watch us flaunt our stuff on the catwalk, the This Is Me is going to be an amazing thing. It's 30 models that are all from diverse backgrounds. It's not your stereotypical fashion show. But if people wanted to come see that as well, they're more than welcome to come check that
what
out.
What time's that kickoff?
So that mark? Is, yeah, so 2 o'clock
open at 1:30.
Yeah.
Yeah. The show probably starts at 2:15.
Yeah.
Great. Well, everyone knows where Collingwood Town Hall is.
Yeah, so grab tickets to that as well, because all the proceeds that go to charity.
Fantastic. Mm. Once again, Rebecca and Sasha, thank you.
Thank you.
All power to you. Have a great day on the 29th. I hope, you know, it is a great day for you, and the concert, you know, it was really successful.
Well, we have to come on down and check it out.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.